Live around the globe, it's time for Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries on the SSI Radio Network.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
To participate in the program, call us at 800-387-8025. That's 1-800-387-8025. Or check in anytime online at RudyMaxa.com or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show, Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries.
Welcome aboard Hour 2. You're listening to America's most widely syndicated radio travel show. Mary Robert and I are delighted to have you tuned in across the nation with us today. I'm broadcasting live from a ballroom in the Chicago Marriott O'Hare, where folks who really, really care about frequent flyer miles and hotel points and how to travel wisely and pay the cheapest fare or get in business class for the cheapest fare have all gathered to listen to travel experts share their insider secrets. In fact, I'm speaking today at noon Saturday as we broadcast live at about 11:07 Eastern a.m. in the morning. It's 2 days of learning to travel smarter and cheaper. It's open to the public. Entry for both days, I think, is about $29. So if you're in the neighborhood, feel free to stop by. Keep in mind, we're broadcasting live to many of our stations now just after 11 a.m. Central, as I said. Meanwhile, Robert's been golfing, fishing, who knows what else in Mexico in the beautiful resort town of Mazatlan. Must be a bit of a temperature shock for you, Robert, returning to the chilly northeast.
Well, it certainly was warm down there, Rudy, but, you know, I always try to be positive, and I consider the alternatives. I mean, certainly I wasn't in the Arctic or the Antarctic, and probably the vitamin D was healthy for me, I guess.
I'm glad. Okay, so at least it's not snowing. You're not out there shoveling ice.
No, it was not. And I will say, listen, it was a good trip. It was quick, but, you know, I spent some time with so many wonderful people. Had a great guide and driver, Rene Navarro. With Mazatlan Van Tours, recommend him to anybody. Even had a chance to get out on the baseball field at the home stadium of the Mazatlan Deer. So a lot of fun, and we'll be sharing a little more of that coming up. But
I don't often think of Mazatlan and baseball together, but I'm sure you...
Well, the Mexican League
sure
right now, they're in the middle of the action. So since my Yankees are over, I had to go somewhere to find some baseball. So I had to do something. Anyway, you know, we're going to share our latest travel polls coming up. But first, I want to take a moment, and I want to extend a warm welcome to our newest affiliate, AM 1450 and FM 107.1 WPSE in Erie, Pennsylvania. These stations represent our 65th and 66th newest affiliate to join our network in just 2017 as we continue our march towards an overall weekly reach of 350 affiliates. So very exciting. We thank you and we welcome you. And you know, now I'll say, Mary, Rudy, why don't we get into the polls? Let everybody know new travel polls will be coming up this week for Thanksgiving week at rmworldtravel.com. But here are the results of our current polls.
All right, let's take a look at these results. The first one is, which loyalty program do you use most often? And the results are, hotels is holding strong at 45%. Airlines, second place, 23%. OTAs, it could be Orbitz, Expedia, Priceline, whatever you fancy, 17%. So they're third place. Rental cars, 13%, and the casino, 2%.
2% of the casino.
Yeah, 2%.
2%.
I'm surprised that hotel loyalty programs seem to be twice as popular as airline. I would have thought the other way around.
Just about.
Yeah, but maybe, you know, if people are working and they don't fly a lot, you know, they're driving between cities, you're going to stay at hotels more often. But I would agree with that. Yeah, no, we're
Well, the results of our second question, which was, what's your most frequent type of rental vehicle? SUV came in first at 39%, followed by sedan at 29%, a convertible at 15%, everybody going to Florida and California, sports car 14%, and a pickup truck 3%. Well, I'm a sedan guy. What are you, a SUV guy, you guys?
Yeah, we are.
SUV.
Have our kids with us. We're SUV.
Well,
right?
I have to tell you, Rudy. Well, first of all, Mary, we love the convertible. But every so often, when I fly back into New York this time of year, I will actually get the pickup truck because it helps us go get wood for the winter and get my kids loading it up, and we drop it off like two birds with one stone.
That's right. I forgot you guys live off the grid up there. That's right.
We do. Except when we're broadcasting.
All right, Mary, what do we got coming up for Hour 2?
All right, so in just a few minutes, Tiffany Funk, a contributor at 1 Mile at a Time, will join the show to share a beginner's guide to efficiently collecting and spending frequent flyer miles and hotel loyalty points. Then in segment 3, we will take you back to Mazatlan, Mexico, to speak with their cultural director, Raul Rico. And it's Erica Ho of Happy Map in segment 4, discussing discussing picking the right travel gear and gadgets, and we will wrap today's RM World Travel Connection with Cecilia Sanchez Duarte, who runs Mazatlan's Art Museum and helps coordinate their very popular carnival, which, of course, is coming up in mid-February. But before we get to all of that, I think we have a couple of minutes here for some quick news stories. Rudy, you want to start us off?
Sure. Well, the Trump administration tightened the rules regarding how Americans can visit Cuba, changing that wide-open-door policy of the Obama administration. This week, Alaska Airlines announced it was pulling out of the Cuba market effective January 22nd. The airline said 80% of its travelers use the so-called people-to-people travel program that permitted individual travel to Cuba by Americans. Now you've got to go with a group and get more paperwork done and so on. Since that shutdown, Alaska is halting all its flights. Since that shutdown for that people-to-people program, Alaska is halting all its flights between L.A. and Havana. And Robert, I know you had a chance to catch up with the Carnival Miracle and the Ruby Princess. I think that was a typo. I think it was supposed to be the Rudy Princess. But
yeah, I believe it is. I got in touch with them. They're going to work on it.
But we received word this week the Carnival will be repurposing the Miracle to Tampa in January so they can increase capacity to Mazatlan and the Mexican Riviera by more than 40% with the 3,000-passenger Carnival Splendor starting cruising in late January from Tampa. Departures will be from Long Beach. They're repurposing it from Tampa to Long Beach, California, right?
Yeah, I think the Miracle's going to Tampa, and then the Splendor is going to go out of Long Beach down to the Mexican Riviera.
Oh, I see. Okay, got it.
I think that's what's going
Mary?
On. So,
yeah, well, I'm going to stay on this Mazatlan, Mexico theme, because I think if we've piqued your interest, if you're listening today, and hopefully we have during the broadcast, and you're looking to get away for some warmth, and who isn't, especially if you're living in certain areas of the U.S., you may be interested to know that United recently announced they're adding nonstop flights out of Chicago and Houston this winter, and Sun Country Airlines is flying out of Denver and Minneapolis to get you out of those cold areas. And all of this is on top of nonstop flights that exist out of L.A. on American and Alaska Airlines. And I believe American also has flights out of Phoenix and Dallas.
Yeah,
so easier than ever to get to Mazatlan if you're interested with all this increased airlift. Obviously, the airlines know
well,
it's
popular. Well, and Delta also flies in there.
They have
their partnership with Aeromexico where they bought part of that. So they're flying there. So many ways to go. And I know, Rudy, I sent you a text. Sun Country will fly you from Minneapolis right down to Mazatlan. You'll enjoy the winter.
Yeah, it's good to know. Just a little final note. Travel and Leisure magazine this week named its best destination for Americans in 2018. Close to home was the winner, Canada. Magazine said Canada is a source of stability and hope in these uncertain times. Plus, the U.S. dollar is strong there. The food is good. And, of course, English is widely spoken. Frankly, I endorse that choice, you guys. Canada is a gem of a country, sometimes overlooked by Americans. And a couple of short items. The smog was so bad earlier this week in Delhi, the United Airlines stopped flying into and out of the capital of India.
Wow, so
you can go there, but don't breathe the air. You know what I mean?
Yeah. that's exactly right. All right. Well, Rudy, I know you have got some things that are coming up there at the Frequent Traveler University. We're going to be sharing more of Mazatlan this hour with you. We're going to get into more of the culture, the arts, the history, and all of that. Quick reminder to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. Tiffany Funk, she checks in to talk loyalty points efficiency, and your RM World Travel connection is back in 3 minutes.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show by calling 800-387-8025 or check in anytime at rudymaxa.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.